Okay, let me give a little bit here about the Silva centering exercise. This Silva centering exercise is a drill that when you're learning how to go to level with consciousness, and so we do recommend that every day for about a period of 30 to 60 days, you listen to this centering exercise once a day so you get used to the program. You want to have conscious control at alpha, at theta, going into delta, so you can program for your own healing, for your own business processes, so you can get information from the other side. And when we're talking about the other side, we're talking about the other side of consciousness, which goes into the non-local universe, so you get the attractor fields working to give you information that you normally can't perceive. And it does take some time listening to these things and doing the drill. Now, when I say doing the drill, we're talking about you take part in the drill. We don't want you to go to sleep during the drill. So, you know, sit up in a chair, make sure the back is straight, have your feet flat on the floor, have your hands in your lap, and just go ahead and close your eyes and look up at about a 20 degree angle with your eyelids with your eyes closed. And by just looking up at that 20 degree angle with your eyes closed, you'll trigger alpha brainwave automatically. In fact, you'll notice that a lot of creative people, when they get their ideas, their eyes shoot up, bam, up to the left, up to the right, up to the middle of the forehead. And what they're doing is they're accessing old visual memories and new imaginary images, and they're getting information from both their old memories and from their memories that haven't happened yet. One of the quickest ways that I found out that most people can get information from higher intelligence after they've had the Ultramind ESP Systems training course is to just basically turn their eyes upward. Take a deep breath, turn your eyes upward, and as you exhale, say, I wonder about XYZ. If there was an answer I can get, what would it be? And hold your eyes up there and relax your mind, and now it's going to pop into your head. Happens all the time. It's that quick, it's that simple. Turning your eyes upward to that 20 degree angle puts you into alpha brainwave. When you are in alpha brainwave, you've now established the bridge between the conscious mind and the unconscious mind. So now those thoughts from the unconscious mind can go with consciousness to your mind so you can use them in the real world. And something else that happens is just by taking this course and by practicing the drills in this Ultramind course, what it does, it gets you so even in your normal state, you're producing much more alpha than other people are that have not taken the course. So just by turning your eyes upward in any type of state, you still can trigger their alpha, because what happens is when you hook up with higher intelligence, there is no time, there is no space, there is no distance in higher intelligence in the non-local universe. So you might get a big burst of information, boom. And so your eyes are only up there for maybe a tenth of a second, but you might take at least 5 minutes to download that information because it's that pertinent. You'll get all the details, boom, going off in your head, and you will have a knowing about what's going on right there, right then. Jose took about 22 years to come up with these drills, and it cost him over $500,000, and that's after 22 years, and that's $500,000 of money spent back in the early 60s. So it's worth a lot of money. It is very, very valuable. So I just want you to understand the importance about doing this drill, and that will get you the skill, but you do it awake, you do it alert, you focus on what it says. When it says, feel a tingling sensation, a fine vibration, well, go ahead and pretend that you have a tingling sensation and a fine vibration. So go ahead and make sure you get the directions. You learn how to be the director of your creative mechanism. You learn how to develop the self-control. And basically what you're doing is you're learning how to use more of your mind and to use it consciously. And that's what this whole thing is about, to give you subjective communication so you can virtually instantly remote view and get information from the other side. Please join me in session 2.